Kilroy's on Kirkwood's liquor license renewal is being challenged. It's WFHB's Jake Jacobson reports this morning. The Monroe County Alcoholic Beverage Board heard testimony from residents asking the board not to renew the establishment's license to sell alcohol.
The Monroe County Alcoholic Beverage Board hosted a public hearing regarding the renewal of Kilroy's on Kirkwood's license to sell alcohol. The downtown Bloomington bar is no stranger to controversy, which has drawn criticism from members of the community. In April of last year, Kilroy's on Kirkwood faced opposition to the renewal of their alcohol license. During their normally quiet meetings, dozens of concerned Bloomington residents requested the board not allow Kilroy's to continue to serve alcohol. Many members of the community believe the bar violates the requirements that establishments must meet in order to hold a liquor license. In 2018, the board voted 2-1 to renew Kilroy's alcohol license, but only for 1 year. In 2018, the board voted 2-1 to renew Kilroy's alcohol license, but for only 1 year. The board's decision to move up the normal 2-year period before an establishment's liquor license is renewed was due to testimony from residents and the Kilroy's franchise's social media advertising. Kilroy's Recess, which was an 18 and over bar, tweeted in August of 2017 at billionaire Mark Cuban, quote, "Come check out your old place. Spoiler, we got rid of the wet t-shirt contests but kept the underage girls," unquote. Last year, Kilroy's on Kirkwood's sandwich board bore the message, quote, "The sun is blacking out, so should you," unquote, during the same week in August. Kilroy's retained their liquor license last year with the stipulation that it only lasts the 1 year. Catherine Lyle is an Indiana defense attorney in Bloomington and sits on the Monroe County Alcoholic Beverage Board. Lyle outlined three factors commissioners focused on in this morning's meeting.
The three factors in total that we are to consider are whether the applicant is of good moral character, whether the permit premises have become a public nuisance, and whether any criminal offenses have taken place at the permit premises. So those are the three factors that the Indiana Administrative Code mandates we consider in determining whether to renew a license or not. We have not had any remonstrators suggesting that the folks that are running Kilroy's are not of good moral character. So we are not an investigative body. We only consider that evidence that is brought before us.
Lyle says that in last year's meeting, residents, deemed remonstrators by the board, presented strong allegations that Kilroy's on Kirkwood violated at least two of the three factors under review.
Last year, remonstrators provided evidence of criminal activity on or around Kilroy's. And interestingly enough, Kilroy's itself provided the commission with all the police runs to Kilroy's on Kirkwood. And if I recall, there were at least 100 police runs to Kilroy's. And it was shocking enough evidence of criminal activity that I voted to refuse to renew their license, finding that they were a public nuisance. So they were given a year because the other commission members voted to approve the license on the condition that renewal is only 1 year, not 2 years. And so that's why we are reviewing once again Kilroy's liquor license, Kilroy's on Kirkwood, tomorrow, because it was only a 1 year renewal, not a two. What the remonstrators last year presented to us, and which Kilroy's itself presented to us, was evidence regarding criminal offenses at the permit premises and whether or not that constitutes a public nuisance.
In 2015, ownership of Kilroy's on Kirkwood changed hands when Kevin Fitzpatrick and Kevin Duffy bought the trio of Kilroy's on Kirkwood, Kilroy's Sports Bar, and Kilroy's Dunkirk. Lyle says that remonstrators had not brought allegations to the board before this ownership change.
This is the first time in the history I've sat on the board that there have been remonstrators against Kilroy's on Kirkwood. And that was last year. It was the first time that we had seen any remonstrators. In terms of new ownership of Kilroy's on Kirkwood, I think it's been several years. Certainly, we have the same owners that we had last year, and they're the same owners that we had the year before. I think maybe they purchased it 3 years ago, because I know we've had two hearings with the new owners and two consecutive years, and now this will be the third. The commission feels very strongly that all citizens have a right to be heard And we intend on listening very intently to both sides, both the evidence from the remonstrators and any evidence or argument that Kilroy's may like to present. We hope to run a very fair and open hearing for the public to attend because this is of importance to our community.
The Monroe County Alcoholic Beverage Board consists of Lyle, who is the board president, Bloomington attorney Karen Howe Fernandez, and Indiana University Dean of Students M. Davis O'Ginn, who did not sit on the board during last year's hearing. Lyle explains that, because Kilroy's on Kirkwood did not receive any survey of alcohol compliance or SAC violations from state excise police, their alcohol permit is up for automatic renewal.
The license is scheduled as an automatic renewal because there were no what we call SAC violations, which are when state excise goes in undercover with a person under 21 and tries to see if the licensee is going to serve the minor. And those are called SAC violations, and excise conducts them once or twice a year, and they just surprise and they go in with what appears to be a son or a daughter. They sit down and they order a beer, and if the server does not card the young person and they, in fact, serve a beer to the young person or another alcoholic beverage, that is what's considered a SAC violation.
SAC violations only address the serving of alcohol to underage persons, however.
So the only independent inspections of any liquor-licensed premises that ever occurs is only once or twice a year under the auspices of a SAC inspection. And what they are only trying to look for in those circumstances is underage drinking.
In regards to other issues, such as over-serving and criminal activities, Lyle remarks,
it would take a remonstrator to bring that to our attention.
After a lengthy hearing in which the board heard from several remonstrators, some of whom produced video evidence and testimonies from former patrons and staff, the board has placed the renewal under advisement. Another meeting over Kilroy's liquor license is scheduled for June 3rd. For WFHB, I'm Jake Jacobson.